はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようモントレ
ー、夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 121. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Now, Yoshi-san, what's today?
火曜日 Tuesday.
That means tomorrow we'll be releasing the iLearning Center. Learning Center on the go. Now, to sum up this amazing feature, basically, with a couple of clicks of the mouse button and a little bit of dragging, we enable you to get some of the Learning Center's best features, including line by line and content questions, onto your iPod. Then you can take them wherever you go. So you can listen to line by line over and over again on your iPod. You can take the content questions, check if the answer's right. Your iPod now becomes an interactive learning tool.
It's amazing.
So stop by JapanesePod101.com tomorrow, Wednesday, and check it out.
That's fantastic.
Now, today we have a very unique lesson. We're actually going to work on someone speaking to who, Natsuko?
To oneself.
Yes. And the reason we're covering it today is it has to do with the imperative form, which we covered last week. When men speak to themselves, what form of the verb do they tend to use?
Imperatives?
Yes, it's quite common. So what we're going to do today is take a look at a guy who is in a situation where he ends up addressing himself, but not speaking out loud. Now, this leads him to make some interesting expressions and noticed by the person in the elevator with him. So with that said, let's take a look at today's conversation. Here we go.
待って、そのエレベーター、ちょっと待ってください。あ、ありがとうございます。
何階ですか
?47 階お願いします。あ、どうもすみません。今日は涼しいですね。
あ、はい、そうですね。俺のバカ。はい、そうですね。はい、そうですね。何考えてるんだ。もっと賢い返事をしろよ。考えろ。早く何か言え。
すみません。間違えました。25回お願いします。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。待って。そのエレベーター、ちょっと待ってください。ありがとうございます。
何階ですか
?47 階お願いします。あ、どうもすみません。今日は涼しいですね。
あ、はい、そうですね。俺のバカ、はい。そうですね。はい、そうですね。何考えてるんだ。もっと賢い返事をしろよ。考えろ。早く何か言え。
すみません。間違えました。25回お願いします。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。待って、そのエレベーター、ちょっと待ってください。
Wait, hold that elevator.
あ、ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
何階ですか
?What floor?
47階お願いします。
47, please.
あ、どうもすみません。今日は涼しいですね。
Whew, thank you. It's cool today, isn't it?
あ、はい。そうですね。
Yeah. That's right.
俺のバカ。
I'm an idiot.
はい、そうですね。はい、そうですね。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
何考えてるんだ。
What am I thinking?
もっと賢い返事をしろよ。
Say something more intelligent.
考えろ。早く何か言え。
Think. Hurry up and say something.
すみません。間違えました。
Excuse me. I made a mistake.
25回お願いします。
Floor 25, please. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
夏子さん、今日の会話はどうでしたか？
そうですね。この女の人どうしてとっとと降りちゃったんでしょうね。
English, please.
Why did this woman suddenly get off the elevator?
Well, I believe we'll have that answer tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yes, this is part one of two.
Oh, again?
Again. And what's interesting about today and tomorrow's conversations, we're actually dealing with people's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the voiceover in the movies. So we're getting a special look inside the main characters' minds. Now, let's get into today's vocabulary because we really want to take a look at addressing oneself and how this is done in Japanese. Natsuko-san, first word, お願いします.
Elevator.
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 And this, of course, is from the English word elevator. Now, in department stores, they have lots of elevators, but they also have escalators.
Yes.
Lots of escalators.
Mm-hmm.
On regular streets, everywhere in Japan, there are, in Japanese, how do we say this?
Escalator.
And could you break it down?
Escalator.
So we have some long vowels towards the end of this word, and also towards the end of elevator. Next we have...
返事.
Answer. Reply.
へんじ.
Natsuko-san, example sentence please.
返事は大きな声でしてください.
Please reply in a loud voice. Yoshi-san, one more please.
彼の返事を待っています.
I'm waiting for his reply. Natsuko-san, next word please.
賢い.
Smart.
かしこい.
Natsuko-san, example sentence please.
カラスは賢い生き物です。
Crows are smart living things. What's the word for crow?
カラス。
Can you break that down?
カラス。カラス。
Really smart birds, right, Natsuko-san?
Yes, indeed.
Now, if you come to Japan, you'll notice that everywhere the garbage is covered in nets.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, can you tell us why this is?
Because when the garbage is put directly...on streets, in a bag, the crows will come and rip the garbage bag and take out the things inside and eat them.
And make a huge mess in the process.
Yes.
Yeah, they are some crafty creatures. So this is why they have the nets.
Yes.
On the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've also been known to use cars to crack nuts.
Oh, yes.
Actually coordinating their swoop down and placementwith the red and green lights.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, really, really smart birds. But in the morning, at about 5 a.m., always at the break of dawn, I don't know why it is at the break of dawn, Yoshi-san, what sound can we hear?
Ka, ka, ka.
Yep, it's the morning call.
Really?
Crows in Japan are so loud.
Especially in Tokyo, I guess.
Oh yeah.So I don't know if that's the case in general, but the first time I came into contact with this was upon coming to Tokyo.
Yes.
Whew. Now, let's take a quick look at the two characters in the word for reply. Natsuko-san, what's the first character?
Hen.
And this means?
Return.
And what does the second character mean?
Thing.
Return thing. Thing you return.
Yes.
A reply.
Mm-hmm.
It's polite manners is a thing to do. So maybe this is a good way for you to remember.The thing you return. Yoshi-san, what do we have next?
Kai.
Floor.
Kai. Kai.
Now in Japanese, kai can be interpreted as many words.
Yes.
So you have to listen to the context. The context of the sentence will tell us everything. Another popular way, Natsuko-san, if I say kai to you, what do you think of off the bat? What comes first to your head?
Times.
As in, nikai would be?
Twice.
Yeah, so this is the most popular way.But if we're talking about buildings, and I say kai, we think of?
Floor.
Now the characters, the Chinese characters for this are different.
Yes. Also, in Japan, the way to count the floors is in the US style, right? It's not the European style. Like there's no ground floor. It starts from the first floor.
Really?
Yes. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I noticed that, you know, in many European countries, the floor starts from the ground floor, and the second floor in Japan and US is actually called the first floor.
Really?
Yes.
So what floor are we on now?
Sixth floor.
Mm-hmm. And in Europe it would be?
Fifth floor.
I see. Wow. Thank you, Natsuko. Like, Yoshi-san, right? How amazing is it to have a cultured person on the show?
Yeah, I didn't even know about it.
I didn't know about that either.
Yeah, that's because I made a big mistake when I traveled to Europe.
Really?
Yes. Mm. I couldn't figure out the floor of my hotel room.
Some people on the floor above you were quite surprised.
Yeah, actually.
All right. So now that we talked about these vocabulary words, what we're going to do is talk about addressing oneself. And I think the best way to start here is by looking at the dialogue. Now, in the dialogue, the two people were interacting, and the guy said something he wanted to take back or expound on, or it wasn't enough for him. It just wasn't enough. So when he was thinking to himself, Yoshi-san, what did he say?
俺のバカ。はい、そうですね。はい、そうですね。何考えてるんだ。もっと賢い返事をしろよ。考えろ。早く何か言え。
Yoshi-san, what form of the verb is he using when he's addressing himself?
Imperative.
Now, when a guy addresses himself, when he's speaking to himself, what form of the verb will he most likely use?
Not all the time, but mostly imperative is used.
There are some other things we'll be looking at, hint, hint, tomorrow. But today we're just going to cover the first part. And this actually took a while for me to learn because one of the ways I practiced Japanese was speaking to myself.
I see.
At first, it must have been really strange for my neighbors hearing me speak to myself in polite Japanese. Then I kind of caught on actually through anime that when a person addresses himself, especially guys, they'll most likely use the imperative. And here's what we have here. So first he says to himself,
俺のバカ。
We have an extremely informal way for the male to refer to himself. 俺, followed by the possessive, no, and then バカ, which means fool. My fool is the literal translation. But when we interpret this, we can say, I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. And we can conclude he's not happy about what he just said. He verifies this by saying,
はい、そうですね。はい、そうですね。
Now, in his mind, again, this is not out loud. Again, he's thinking this. And now he's repeating in his mind what he said. He's kind of in shock about what he said. Natsuko-san, you know this feeling, right?
Yes.
We've all had this, especially during interviews. Mm-hmm. Like, did I just say that? So he follows this up by saying,
何考えてるんだ?
And here he's asking himself, what was I thinking? But it's kind of like a rhetorical question. He doesn't really expect an answer. He's just saying to himself, what was I thinking? Notice here how we drop the object marker.
What?
And of course, in the present progressive informal, the I from iru is dropped.
Yes.
On the end, we have
んだ.
Now, after he's done, he's going through this mental cycle, reflecting on what he said, and now he's trying to get the proper response, what to do about it. He says here,
もっと賢い返事をしろよ。
Say something more intelligent. And what we want to point out here is, how is he ordering himself? What tense of the verb is he using here?
Imperative.
Of what verb?
する.
Which becomes?
しろ.
Now what's interesting about this, the yo on the end actually softens the imperative a bit. So, しろよ. Is not as heavy as or edgy as shiro. So he's being a bit nice to himself at first. Then time's running out. Time's passing and now he's getting frantic. So,
考えろ.
Think.
早く何か言え.
Say something. Again, imperatives. Natsuko-san, what do you think? Do you think at first it may have been hard for some of the listeners to realize he was addressing himself?
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think the best way to realize that he's not speaking out loud, he's actually addressing himself? What do you think gives it away?
In this situation, I think it's the politeness level.
Definitely. Most normal people would not address someone they just met or speak like this in front of them.
Yes, not to a stranger.
Especially in an enclosed environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, this dramatic shift in the politeness level really kind of tells the listener that he's actually speaking to himself. He's actually thinking in his head, not out loud, because he's using some very strict, edgy Japanese.
Yes.
And if you notice at first, they're speaking in polite Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko-san, why do you think she first said the 47th floor and then switched to the 25th floor?
She says that she made a mistake.
What do you think?
We gotta wait and see.
Yeah, I think lots of people tend to make faces and expressions while they're thinking. So one can only imagine what kind of faces this guy was making. He was being pretty hard on himself. I think only Yoshi-san can tell us. Yoshi-san, can you tell us what kind of expressions you were making?
You know, you only have to imagine.
Right, you can't show.
And that's the best thing about this, what we're doing. Use your imagination.
Yeah, this face, this face right here.
Ah, so that's the one.
Ah, no wonder.
おかしいですね。おかしいですね。
Eh? Come on.
All right, that's going to do for today. Now, we want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. At JapanesePod101.com, we have the PDF. Inside the PDF, extensive grammar write-up. Inside the Learning Center, we have three types of quizzes to drill and reinforce what you learn in the lesson today. Plus, so much more in there. Check out the grammar bank. Natsuko-san, we're up to 107 items.
Yay!
Growing
it's building up.
And growing. Plus, we also have all the vocab to date in all the lessons. So lots of things we're constantly adding to the Learning Center. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。